Lofty, My Life in Short, a memoir. Written by Ian Lofty Fulton with Nicole Partridge. And read by Ian Lofty Fulton. On the lounge room wall of our family home was a portrait. In the picture, Mum is sitting on the arm of our white vinyl couch dressed in a plaid suit. Not a hair is out of place. She is smiling and has her arm around my brother Mark, who is seated next to her. Mark is dressed in his high school uniform and has a wistful expression. My two sisters, Louise and Jill, also dressed in their school uniform, are smiling shyly. And then there is me. I'm sitting on Mum's lap. Whenever I look at this photograph, I'm transported back in time to a family who, just like any other, was less than perfect, but who loved me unconditionally. Let me tell you about them. I'll start with the matriarch. My mum was the queen of manners and etiquette. I've often jokingly referred to her as Mrs. Bucket from the popular BBC TV series Keeping Up Appearances. "No, dear," the actress Patricia Rutledge would say in her plummy English accent when taking phone calls in character. "It's not Bucket, it's Bouquet. Bouquet." This was my mum all over, right down to a slight English lilt. She even looked a little like Mrs. Bucket, with her coiffured wavy brown hair and perfect grooming. Mum would never have gone out of the house looking shabby, nor would she have allowed us kids to go anywhere without our hair being brushed or our teeth cleaned. I used to be frog-marched into Mum and Dad's bedroom and positioned in front of the dressing table mirror so I could comb my hair. Next, Mum would steer me to the bathroom to brush my teeth. If my appearance and my minty breath met her approval, I was allowed to go out and play. Heaven forbid I should go out in public with a rogue cornflake or rice bubble stuck between my molars or my hair sticking up. Looking back now, I reckon it was Mum's way of protecting me in public, ensuring the cruel kids and knobs didn't have more cannon fodder to use against me. Mum was always very protective of me, which was completely different to her own experience growing up. One of four girls to Gordon and Una Massey, Mum was born and raised in Launceston, and says her childhood was ordinary and, at times, slightly sad and disappointing. Nana was never around much and liked doing her own thing, whether that was playing cards with friends or taking holidays in Japan or Victoria or wherever the hell she felt like going. Sometimes she'd leave my mum and her sisters in the care of strangers. Before Mum was born, Nana took her eldest daughter Molly on a holiday to Melbourne. Her other daughter, Muriel, was just a baby, so she remained home with Pop. Molly and Nana stayed at a boarding house in St Kilda near the beach. One day, a couple of guests from the boarding house were out walking and noticed 3-year-old Molly playing on the sand alone. "Where's Mummy?" they asked. Molly looked up at them puzzled. "I don't know," she answered. Worried about the child's safety, the couple took Molly back to the boarding house. When they inquired as to where the mother was, they learned Nana had left Molly in the care of the boarding house supervisor, a stranger. She'd taken off on one of her jaunts. Pop was contacted and had to come and collect his daughter. It was a pattern that continued throughout Mum's childhood. What's more, Nana could be sarcastic and nasty. One time, Nana said to my mum and her sisters, "I only ever had you children so you could be my servants." She wasn't joking.